Neil, when you talk about these four cycles having four turnings, a high, an awakening, unraveling, and then the crisis, in our cycle, would you call us the unraveling stage right now?
I think we've come to an end of that. I think that was the...
We're in the crisis now.
Yeah, that was the move from the early 80s to the mid-00s, right? And I think we've moved into the next phase. Typically, a new mood hits when coincides, that the arrival of the new mood coincides with all of the living generations beginning to edge into the next phase of life. So the mood of the 00 decades, particularly I think at the 08, which is what I regard as a really kind of critical transition year, was a time when millennials were beginning to, you know, come of age, colleges, you know, entering the workplace. Gen Xers were beginning to take over midlife roles of leadership, most notably, obviously, in the White House. And boomers were beginning to retire. And the silent generation became the new retired generation. I mean, economically well off. I mean, they're in their active adult, you know, active adult living communities. Their active grandparents. They're often taking care of their families. But they're beginning to become the senior generation of leaders, no longer really participating all that directly in the government of affairs. So you begin to see this generational transition taking place. And this is typical because every fourth turning we've seen, certainly in American history, every fourth turning has coincided with exactly these kinds of generations in these particular phases of life. The generation born after the last crisis is the one that when they start entering old age, they always have taken, in American history at least, have taken the country into the next crisis. And that happened with World War II and the Great Depression, the Civil War, the American Revolution, the Glorious Revolution, and the rebellions that occurred in the 1680s and 1690s, you know, and all the way back, you know, you can even go further back in European history. If people are interested in that, they can take a look at our book, The Fourth Turning, and some of the other writings we've had.